most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. Welcome back. I'm your host, Max Tucci. I'm glad you guys are here tonight. How are you doing? How is your week? I got so many Twitters, followers from y'all this week. I don't know what happened. There was a surge in Twitter, so I thank you for following me there. Again, it's at Max Tucci. And hit me up. Let me know what's going on. How are your days going? You know, it's fun to have Twitter and to be able to communicate. So thank you all for being there. Hey, have you ever wanted to write your own book? Have you ever thought that you have what it takes to be a self-publisher or to be an author? Is it really that difficult? I remember when I was shopping my first book years ago, and I had the best literary agents, and they were like, oh, your platform is not big enough. I'm like, my platform is not big enough in the restaurant industry of Delmonico's with my father. All right. So, you know, you got to swallow your pride. You'll be turned down, people. But you know what? I found a way for you to all make things happen. And to have them in a way where we could take it to the max. You know, I like to promote that there. Speaking of promoting things, I've got to let you know, I went to an amazing Don King, Viva Don King II production. We went to a boxing match last night at the Hard Rock Cafe, Seminole, Florida. Ooh, it was some tough fighting going on last night. Some popping eyes out, blood dripping. It was quite the scene, that boxing. But it was all for fun and well, in the ring, it wasn't for fun, but it was a good time. So, Don King, thank you so much, and happy birthday to you coming up. And my guys at AppsBar, I got to say hi to you all. Y'all know AppsBar.com. It's where you can get your free app. That's right. Things in life still are free. And one of them is AppsBar, APPSBAR.com. I get a lot of you saying, please don't spell it out. And then I got a lot of you saying, spell it out. So, I don't know how to tell y'all to make you happy, so I'll say it and I'll spell it. How does that sound? Well, you know that I like to have books published, and I've been in a couple, one with Al Roker called Big Shoes, so go get that. And then another with Eduardo Zoll from Extreme Makeover Home Edition. That's one of my favorite books, called Extreme Entertaining Made Simple. You can get them both on Amazon, or you can go to the Max Tucci app. It's free, and you can download it. Download my app, get the books, have fun, live life to the max. And what else was I going to tell you? Oh, speaking of apps, you know, LA Talk Radio has an app, and y'all love to tune in. I know, because I get your tweets and your emails. But you can get the LA Talk Radio app. You can put it on your iPhone, your smartphone, your iPad, and you can be virtually anywhere and tune into us. So now we're basically international, I like to say. We always have been with LATalkRadio.com, but now we're going another step further, and we're really taking it to the international corners of the world. So let your voice be heard, people. Tune in to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio every Sunday night. But I want to talk to you now, again, about this book thing, because I love books, and I love when people self-publish their books. You know, we have a lot of authors on Max and Friends that self-publish their books. Dr. Kathy Zeeb is one of them, Big Endings. You all remember the book, and Big Endings 2, Life is the Present Moment. Well, life is the present moment, and at this present moment, we're going to talk to my buddy tonight, Brent Sampson from OutskirtsPress.com. This is the one-stop. This is what I call the one-stop shop to self-publish a book. I stumbled across this site when I was in need of firing my lit agent, let's say. And I was like, you know what? My platform is going to be what I want, because if I could dream it, I could do it. So if I could dream of a book, I'm sure there's – you know, there's my favorite saying, what you're looking for is looking for you. And I went on Google, and I said self-publishing, and I went through tons of different things. And lo and behold, I found Outskirts Press. So I sent them an email, and I said, you know what? Let's have Brent on the show, because he's the president and CEO, and he's going to answer your and my self-publishing questions. So welcome, Brent, to Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. How are you, Brent?
I'm doing great, Max. How are you tonight? I'm looking forward to this.
I'm doing very well. You know, I've always wanted to find out why the world of publishing. I mean, you remember back in the day when people had to publish a book, they needed a top agent, the platform, the whole thing. And how has it become so simple to self-publish?
Well, a lot of it has to do with the technology that's now available. Print-on-demand is a printing technology that allows anybody, very low barrier to entry, to get their book produced. And with relationships that these companies have with Amazon or directly through Ingram, which is the largest book wholesaler in the United States, you can immediately distribute the electronic information for that book worldwide and in essentially a matter of moments. And then all of a sudden it's listed there on Amazon.com right next to the latest Stephanie Meyer book, and it's out there for the world to buy. And then it all comes down to what you've talked about briefly, which is the marketing aspect. And that's one of the things Outskirts Press helps authors with a lot, is marketing that book after publication. So we are really a point A to point Z kind of full service firm, like you mentioned, to cover all of those needs.
You are the one-stop shop. Now, why should people self-publish, Brent?
It really depends upon your goals. You know, I can give you three main reasons why a lot of our authors self-publish, but ultimately the reason that a individual author is going to self-publish is going to depend upon that individual author. We'll have grandmothers or poets or people who are writing their memoirs or their autobiographies. And that group of people are really self-publishing for a personal need. You know, they have something that they want to say and then a legacy that they want to share with their children or with their families and kind of leave their mark on the world. And that's really a really good reason to self-publish for those people. We also have a lot of authors who write fiction books, and maybe they're like you, or maybe they're like a lot of our authors, where they had a literary agent or they sought traditional publication with the New York houses, and for whatever reason, lack of a platform or any other number of things that you hear from on rejection letters, they're just not accepted for whatever reason. So those authors want to get some credibility. They want to, you know, put their stamp on the world, and they want to prove that they have what it takes. So they go into the self-publishing avenue, and they really start to get some confidence in their own writing. We have a lot of authors who don't publish traditionally, publish with us, and then after their book is published, those traditional publishers or those agents are actually knocking on their door, and that's really a great thing.
And now,
then lastly,
go ahead. How many authors do you guys have right now at Outskirts Press?
We've published, if you go on Amazon, you can do an advanced search on Amazon for Outskirts Press just for every book that we have on there, and we're almost reaching 10,000 books. We have about a little over 9,000 books listed on Amazon right now. So.
Wow, 9,000 books. So what's point number three why we should self-publish, Brent?
Another reason is for authors who are professionals. So they're doctors or lawyers or psychiatrists or radio talk show hosts or plumbers. And they know something that is valuable for other people to know. So they're sharing information through a nonfiction book. And that's really the lost leader. What they're really doing is they're selling themselves. They're selling their business. And when a client is going to look at two potential professionals to give their business to, who are they going to choose? They're going to choose the one who has a published book. So books are really becoming the business cards of the day.
You know, now let me ask you, because I remember back in the day when self-publishing, you'd have to order like 10,000 books, put them in your trunk. People have like pop-up trunk sales, put them in your garage and store them. Are we still in the dark ages of printing too many books that aren't selling?
No, those days are over. Now what we're in is we're in the age where we're trying to educate authors that those days are over. We really have two groups of authors who come to Outskirts Press. We have those authors who are really used to this new technology. They understand that what they're getting is the creation of the book and the distribution of those files electronically, and they're never having to invest in print runs of 2,000 to 5,000 to 10,000 copies up front. Those authors understand that. And then we're getting another group of authors who come into this new technology still with that old stigma of the old-fashioned way of self-publishing, and it really kind of takes an aha moment for them to realize that, hey, they don't have to print these books in order to sell it. You know, they're just having the book produced, distributed on Amazon, and then they're taking care of the marketing, and every time a book is ordered, we produce it in 24 hours and get it to that customer. They're taking care of the marketing. They're getting those royalty checks. It's really kind of the best of both worlds.
So now, basically, let's say that you have an author and let's say 50 books are ordered. Outskirts Press will print just 50 books?
Yep, it depends where those books come from. So what Amazon typically does is they typically queue up orders in order to save on either shipping costs or some administrative and technical issues that they have on their end. So they may collect an order or two here and there, and then they'll send an order in bulk to Ingram. Ingram will take all of those orders, print all of those books, and then send them either directly to Amazon or, in a lot of cases, drop ship those orders directly to Amazon's individual customers in Amazon boxes. So it looks like it's coming from Amazon when, in fact, it's coming directly from Ingram, and that really turns up the delivery time.
Wow. Now, keep saying Outskirts Press. tell everyone tonight exactly what Outskirts Press is.
I might have lost you here for a second there.
Oh, there I am. I was saying, you know, we all keep hearing Outskirts Press. We keep mentioning it tonight. Tell people why it's a great idea to publish with Outskirts Press.
Well, you know, basically, I mean, you said you came to us and you saw that it was a one-stop shop. So that's really one of the main reasons that authors choose us, is regardless of whether you're in the middle of writing your book or whether you have a finished manuscript and you want help with the publication of it, or whether you've finished a book and maybe you've even published it elsewhere, and then you see a lot of our a la carte marketing options, a lot of authors would rather have all of those services handled under one roof. So convenience is one big reason. You're getting that high-quality, full-service, from, you know, soup to nuts type of situation all with one place. So that's one reason a lot of authors choose Outskirts Press. Another is the royalty split. When you publish traditionally with a New York house, you're going to be looking at a 5 to 10% net royalty that you're getting from them. And with some of our competitors, you're actually looking at between maybe a 35 to 50% net royalty split. Well, Outskirts Press is one of the very few self-publishing firms, full-service self-publishing firms, where you're going to get 100% of the net royalties. And by net royalties, I mean after the production of the book is taken care of and after you pay Ingram and Amazon. Those places need their money too. But the balance of that, 100% of the rest of that profit, is going to be going to you. And that's really one of our differentiating factors.
Wow. Now, you know, let me ask you, because people are saying, I'm getting tweets about this, and we're going to get to the Twitter questions later on, at Max Tucci again, people, if you want to tweet me. But, you know, Outskirts Press, you have these wonderful packages, and people think that it costs these exorbitant amounts of money to self-publish a book. How is it that someone can go onto your page, to outskirtspress.com, and to work with your people and literally have a book, and all of a sudden they're just realizing, my book only costs about, let's say, $2,000 to publish a book? How is it that the costs are so low?
Yeah, and actually $2,000 is maybe even a high number for us. Our most expensive package is our full color for children's books and art books and cookbooks and books of that nature, and that's about $1,099. Our top of the line black and white package, which is going to be best for fiction, poetry, nonfiction books, memoirs, Christian books, is less than $1,000. In those cases, a lot of authors will then opt to add some optional services, and those might include copyright registration or a custom cover and services of that nature. But to answer your question in a succinct way, the way we're able to do that is by giving our authors a lot of flexibility. We're going to give them a very low base price for the service that they can get, and then they have the flexibility of ordering other services or not. And that's really a differentiating factor with our services, too. A lot of our competitors will bundle a lot of those services onto the price, and authors are finding out that they may not need half of that stuff that they're ending up paying for. We try to put a lot of that stuff on an a la carte basis to really give the author the flexibility of exactly what they want.
And now, you don't keep authors out there in the cold. You work with them. So explain to us how you work one-on-one with your authors.
Yeah, but it's kind of a three-tiered process. We're going to start with the publishing consultant. So the author and the publishing consultant are going to schedule a consultation. Most of our authors will have a 30-minute to a 45-minute, maybe even an hour-long consultation with their publishing consultant, where they're really going to walk through what's going to be happening during the production process, make sure the manuscript is in order, get all of those jitters out of the way. We get a lot of authors who are just nervous about the prospect of self-publishing. Maybe they've even tried it somewhere else and they've come away a little bit daunted by the insurmountable technical issues that some of them may come across with some of our competitors that aren't full service. There are places out there that ask you to submit your own file. It has to be print ready. It has to be compliant, technical, blah, blah, blah. Our publishing consultants are going to handle all of that for you. Next, it's going to move into the production phase. Most of that communication is done via email. We want paper trails. We want to make sure that we're very clear on what we're going to deliver and what the author needs to do. And giving us that paper trail enables us to both make sure we're on the same page through production. Once the book is published, they're going to move on to the marketing phase. We have an exclusive program called the Marketing Coach, where we give authors publicity tips, promotional tactics, all of this free information about what they can do to get their book out there and start selling it. And that's included with a lot of our packages free of charge. We're starting to give you those email tips and information in newsletter form and email form, and sometimes even on our app, on a daily basis for the first 2 months. And then it spreads out to a more manageable 2 to 3 times a week, and then 2 to 3 times a month. For the next 2 years after your book is published, you're getting that free marketing stuff.
Wow. So it's really, I'm telling y'all, it's really a one-stop shop. And the way you do it, I love how it's so simple to go on the site, outskirtspress.com, and you can literally see there in front of your eyes, people, how simple it is. Because you can pick different, you have the diamond package. So how did you come up with these different packages and their names, like the diamond, the pearl, et cetera?
You know, that was probably just a matter of my kind of looking at what we were going to be offering, trying to come up with an icon that was going to create, you know, kind of an illusion of value, a real pretty graphic that we could create from a marketing standpoint, and something that was easily identifiable as having some panache to it and some value to it, and then going from there.
You know, it really is a simple site, and I love it. I think really when I was searching to do my book, and I was thinking, like, this is going to be so impossible because, you know, I've worked, Brent. I've worked with so many literary agents. I've worked with co-authors. I've worked with ghost authors. You know, I've done these other books. So I knew a little bit of the industry. And then I had friends who have done this, motivational speakers, who have gone and published their own books. And they were like, oh, it's not so easy. And I'm talking about maybe about 8 or 10 years ago. So when did Outskirts Press originate?
We started in 2002. You know, I've been an author my whole life. I was typing out short stories on a Remington typewriter, and I was submitting manuscripts to agents and to traditional publishers, you know, ever since I was about 8 or 9 years old. And I was getting all of those same rejection letters. So right about, you know, the end of the 1990s, right when the print-on-demand technology and all of that stuff was really just in its infancy, I wanted to solve my own problem, which was, how am I going to publish my book? I've been wanting to publish a book my whole life, you know? So I can really empathize with the feelings and the urges that other writers have, because that's where I come from. That's why I created this company, and I created it to publish my own books. I had such a great time doing that. I really loved the result. I wanted to pass along that same feeling of joy and jubilation to other authors. So,
speaking of your books, what books have you written?
You know, I've written a lot of books about how to write books and how to market books. My most well-known book is a book called Sell Your Book on Amazon, which debuted on number 29 on Amazon's bestseller list when it came out in March of 2007. So that's the most well-known book that I've written about book marketing and how to take advantage of all of the marketing aspects that Amazon.com presents to authors. Another book that I've written, which is one of our free giveaways, and you can get it, the free ebook from our website, is called Self-Publishing Simplified. And it's really an example of what I want a lot of our authors to do, which is to write a book about what you do in your business and then give it away as an ebook or make it very low cost, because what you're really doing is you're selling yourself. You're selling your doctor's practice. You're selling your law firm. And that way you're going to get greater business by sharing information with a customer and then having them pay you back tenfold. So Self-Publishing Simplified is my example of how to do that. And it also serves a purpose. It lets authors who are going to think about publishing a book get a book, feel what our quality is like, and actually get some information inside about what it's like to publish with us.
Now, speaking of quality, what are the qualities of books that you have, and how does the author – I'm actually giving a Twitter question to you right now because I'm reading it from here, so thank you to Peter. But what is the type of material you use to print the book?
If we're talking about the paper type itself, we have a variety of paper types to choose from. The most common and the most popular paper type that we have is a 30% post-consumer recyclable paper. It's opaque. It's cream, so it's kind of an off-white color. It's 55-pound paper, and it has a PPI. I don't know how technical of an answer this gentleman is looking for. I think of like 441, so it's 441 pages per inch. So it's that's our most popular paper, and that comes in a variety of sizes, ranging from 5x8 all the way up to 8.5x11, I think.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know what we're going to do? I want to talk about more authors from Outskirts Press. Plus, I'm going to take some of all your listening tonight, your Twitter questions, your Facebook questions, and your emails that you sent to me. So keep tweeting me, at Max Tucci. We're going to get to them here on the air. And we're going to play a song right now. When we're back, Brent is going to be with us, and we're going to talk more about self-publishing your own book and actually having the dream of becoming an author become a reality. Two of Hearts by Stacey Q on Max and Friends. And when we're back, Brent is back from Outskirts Press. Stay tuned.
Two Hearts.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max. That was Stacey Q. The song was Two of Hearts. Y'all love your 80s flashback, don't you? I get your emails. I see what y'all love. I get your tweets at Max Tucci. I'm really pushing tweeting tonight, aren't I? But yeah, that was Stacey Q. If y'all remember, I had her here on Max and Friends. So check out the archives. There's almost 5 years of them. So Stacey Q is in one of those archives there. You can listen to all of my shows if you missed any portion of them. And if you missed any portion of finding out how you can become an author and how you can self-publish your own book and how you can make your dream a reality, then just go to the LA Talk Radio page. I'm going to give you the site, which is latalkradio.com/max with a capital M .php. And you're going to get all the archives there and tune into them, download them, own them, love them, and keep tuning in every Sunday night to Max and Friends. We've got Brett Sampson here tonight. He's the president and CEO of Outskirts Press, which is your one-stop shop for self-publishing your book. So, Brett, before we went to the song, Two of Hearts, isn't that a great song flashback right there, right?
It is. I'm still grooving.
Grooving along. Well, people have been grooving along writing their books with you since 2002. You have some great authors, and recently you're doing a featured author where your authors have the opportunity to win $1,500. How does it go about, and why did you come up with this contest?
Yeah, we started this Best Book of the Year contest a couple of years ago, and the first winner published her book in 2010. Her name was Doris Kennedy, and she published a book called The Beads of Lapis Lazuli. Let's make sure that I got her name right. It's Doris Kennedy Marcotte, actually. And then just recently, we ended up recognizing our winner from 2011. So her name was Susan Mercer, and she wrote a book called Pathway to Math Proficiency. And in both of these cases, I just really felt that it was a wonderful opportunity for our authors to demonstrate tenacity in the marketing front, as well as creativity and ability on the writing front. Because if you're looking for an agent, and you spoke with this from personal experience at the beginning of the show, if you're looking for an agent or if you're looking for a traditional publishing contract, what those people in the industry are really looking for are two things. They're really looking for a book that they can sell, but they're also looking for an author who's going to demonstrate the ability to participate in those marketing efforts. So what our Best Book of the Year award does is it awards books that do both of those things. In order to qualify, you have to have already won another award from the Colorado Independent Publishers Association. And then from those award-winning books, we pick three finalists, and those finalists engage in a public poll, basically, where they try to get all of their friends, all of their family, they show their marketing muscle to win in a public poll that's broadcast on our blog, and the winner is the one that's crowned the finalist, and they win a grand prize of $1,500.
So that's how simple it is, people. But you got to go to outskirtspress.com. Now, speaking of your featured authors, I'm sure it's so hard to say, do you have any really of favorite books that people have come into Outskirts Press and they've published a book and you have just been like enthralled and wowed by a book?
Yeah, and you know, the Best Book of the Year awards are really a great place to look for those types of books, because we have all of our Evie contenders. The Colorado Independent Publishers Association, CIPA is their acronym, and that's how they're known. If you go to cipabooks.org, I think is their website, and that's an organization that Outskirts Press is a part of as a Colorado publisher. But we will nominate, you know, 50 to 60 of our books that we publish each year for submission to the Evie Awards, and all of those books are really the ones that fall into the category that you've just asked for, which are the books that really wow us. And then from those books, the ones that win awards at CIPA are the cream of the crop of the books that we publish in a given year. And then those finalists are really the cream of the cream of the crop. And we had three great finalists this year in the 2011 Outskirts Press Best Book of the Year Award contest. And Susan Mercer just happened to come out on top, although it was a close race. She won by, I think, about 130 votes. So it was a very, very close race when all was said and done. She had to compete with a gentleman named Glenn Skinner, who wrote a book called The Kia Quests. And he'd published a couple of books with us, and they gave each other a run through the money for the whole polling.
Wow. So now basically the public vote for the book. So now, speaking of the public, because they're such a big part of all this, because after all, this is who we're talking to tonight, the public, and people want to self-publish their book. Why do you think people have this almost, I think it's a need now to be heard and to self-publish and to write books?
Yeah, I think it's coming at a time when the technology is kind of catching up with just the way that consumers are interacting with businesses. You know, on a technical front, it gets a moniker of Web 2.0, and now people are throwing around this idea of Web 3.0. And with Facebook just hitting its IPO, everybody is really ready for a situation in the world where people talk with people and consumers talk with businesses and businesses talk with other businesses, to such a point where all of those types of categories and labeling are really losing relevance, and instead it's just one person interacting with another person. And we really see a great example of that on our Facebook page, where every year we'll publish a book called Fandemonium, our Facebook anthology, where we solicit our Facebook fans, we solicit fiction or nonfiction or poetry or what have you directly through our Facebook, and then we'll take a collection of that and we'll publish a book completely free of charge for all of our fans, and then make it available for them to buy for $16.95 or something, and those proceeds go to the American Red Cross. So we're just doing that as a way to kind of encourage authors to engage with us and engage with themselves on a social front and really take advantage of this world that we have that everybody can now play a part in.
Absolutely. And people are, because all of a sudden you're just turning around and you're seeing on people's Facebook pages, I wrote a book, I'm an author, I've done this.
Yep.
So we're going to get to these social media questions, because we've got some great tweets from people. They're out there, they're listening, they want to know, they want to write their book, they want their dream to become a reality. And so, Brent, I hope you take a few minutes with me right now so we can answer some of these questions, because people are really eager to know. So
yep,
I have a great question here. Thank you. I have a great question here from a girl named Stacy. And Stacy wants to know, she's doing a book on photography. Is it very costly to do a page-for-page photography book?
It's going to depend whether or not the interior is color. So I'm going to assume that Stacy's book is a full color book if it's going to be about photography. And that is one of the downsides to print-on-demand technology, is then when you're talking about a page-per-page printing cost for a print-on-demand book, that per-page cost starts to make full color books very expensive. So our children's books aren't really affected by that too much, because a children's book is typically going to be under 30 pages in length. But when you start looking at full-color print-on-demand books that are 75 to 100 pages or more, their retail price starts getting outside of what I would say is a comfortable market range. So what I would recommend that this particular author do is really look at what the length of the book is going to be. If she can keep it under 50 pages, or if she's planning on having a premium type of book that really is beautiful, and that's possible with print on demand, but then as a result of that has more of a higher priced retail price to accommodate the printing cost, then print on demand is still a very viable option for her.
Wonderful. So we have another question here from Scott, and Scott wants to know, he's writing a cookbook. Scott, thank you for this tweet, because I was going to ask this too. So he's writing a cookbook, and he wants to know if he can do a recipe with a photo per page. Everyone loves this per page stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great way to do a layout for a cookbook. And actually, it's perfect timing. We're in the process of creating what we're going to call the cookbook formatting kit. It's the second such kit that we've done. There's actually a poetry formatting and publishing kit that we've already launched on our website. If you go to Outskirts Press and click on the publishing, or if you click on the writing tab, you'll see the poetry publishing kit. And what that does is that really helps poets format their poetry into a very beautiful format, because that's really some of the difficult parts about it, is the layout, the per page, and all of those things. And the cookbook is the same thing. We're going to launch this cookbook publishing kit, which takes a template basically and lets the author put the recipe directly into preordained little spaces, and then we'll either have pictures already chosen, or the author can substitute their own photography of their food or whatever pictures they want. And the format, for lack of a better word, is kind of already pre-designed for them. So in answer to Scott's question, yeah, it's something that he could definitely and easily do. And if he can't design that, that's actually really what Outskirts Press does, is he submits the pictures he wants, the recipes he wants, and then we take care of the formatting for him. That's why a lot of authors choose us.
And that's outskirtspress.com. Now I've got another great question here. Wendy wants to know, she said, I'm not a celebrity, but I want to write a book and I have a background in marketing. Will that help me with my book?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the hurdles that a lot of authors face is they have a book, it looks beautiful, and then they're not really sure what to do with it. I mentioned our marketing coach program a little while ago, where we try to really help authors, and we hold their hand to the marketing stage. We talk to them about what to do on Amazon, how to write a press release, how to distribute that press release. We have a lot of a la carte services where we do things like virtual book tours and book video distribution for them. But if she's coming into this game with some marketing background already, Wendy's going to know how to write a press release, how to do this distribution. She's probably already going to have some contacts available for her. Those are great, great advantages that she's coming into this game with, and it's definitely something she wants to leverage.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Wendy, for that question. We're going to now jump the pond, and we're going to go to Sharon in London. And Sharon wants to know, I'm in England. Is it possible to use Outskirts Press as my self-publishing house?
Yeah, absolutely. We have authors who are all over the world, because the great thing about distribution on demand is the fact that we're going to submit that into the Ingram U.S. wholesale book database on behalf of her. But we also have some relationships with U.K. distributors. I think Bertram's is one and Gardner's is one. So that book is also going to be available on the U.K. versions of the Amazon website. We're on the French version of the Amazon website. We're on the Italian version. We actually have more distribution on Amazon than Amazon's own self-publishing company. I don't even know how that works, but that happens to be the case. So that's not a problem at all.
As long as it works, just keep on going, right? All right. Well, I thank you all, my tweeters, my emailers, and my Facebookers for those questions. Those were some great questions. Of course, you can go to outskirtspress.com for more information. And they've got a wonderful team there. I've spoken to a few of them there. And we're getting my book together slowly because, you know, I've got a million things to do. But, Brent, before I let you go, you know it's nonstop in this entertainment industry. I've got to entertain them on the radio. I've got to entertain them in books. So I'm doing my thing at my pace. But and that's what I like about Outskirts Press is that you could really just take your pace and talk to y'all when you need to be talked to, right?
Yeah, we had an author who actually was starting their publishing process with us, ended up going and fighting on behalf of the country. So he went overseas and he was in the Middle East. And he came back 3 or 4 years later and finished his book. And he just wrote this heartwarming, almost heart-wrenching kind of testimonial about how wonderful that was to just be able to have started it. His life and his world got thrown into disarray, and luckily he survived unscathed and he came back a hero, and then he was able to finish his book, and you know, there was no downside. It was just right where it was waiting for him. So he couldn't have been happier about that whole thing, and it's really great when we read things like that.
Absolutely. Now, Brent, before I let you go, why would you choose Outskirts Press to publish your book?
You know, that's an interesting question because it reminds me of the Hair Club for Men. You know, it's he's not only the president, he's also a client, right? I mean, one of the
Absolutely.
Things that I do since I am a writer is I publish all of my books with Outskirts Press. So one of the reasons I would suggest doing it is because you really have a writer who's doing all of the same things you're doing. I'm facing the same hurdles. I'm facing the same frustrations. Whenever we launch a new marketing option or even a new bundled package of services, I kind of throw my book into that system and I try to see how it's going to work. So we just launched a series of Hollywood options to try to help our authors get into Hollywood. And I've dealt with them. I submitted one of my books into this production company and they wrote a treatment for it. So I wanted to make sure that I was going to be happy with the results of each of our options before we launch it and make it available for our authors. So that's basically the reason I would recommend doing it is I do it and I make sure that our authors are going to have the same positive experience that I would want myself.
Wonderful. Now, two more things. One, we just got a follow-up tweet, and Scott wanted to know when that cookbook outline was going to come out.
Yeah, I'm hoping that that's going to become available definitely before the end of the summer. We're going to probably try to have it announced in August.
All right, you'll let me know, and we'll let everyone out there know when it's going to be done. Also, you know, I have to ask you a question because there's a lot of people out there that say they're publishers, even though they're not. Is it possible for someone, let's say a third party, to contact you on behalf of someone and publish a book?
Yeah, we have that happen a lot. We have actual, you know, quote-unquote real agents. We'll have traditional agents. We'll have literary agents. We'll have book shepherds. We have a lot of third parties who are representing the author for the author for whatever reasons. The authors are either too busy or maybe they're not as technically proficient or what have you. For whatever reason, they're having somebody else go through that process. We have that happen all the time, and our service is very easily accommodable to that. So
there you go. All right, Brent from OutskirtsPress.com, I thank you so much for being here tonight on Max and Friends. I hope everyone listening tonight now has the courage to go to the site. And if I approve it, y'all know it's good. It's like the Oprah factor. So I'm giving my – I haven't done my book with them yet, but I'm giving them my thumbs up because I've seen it work. How? Because I've seen all their books. I've gone through their thing. Not all 10,000 of them, but I've seen the books that are on there. I've done my research, people. You all know me by now. But, Brent, so I thank you for being here. And OutskirtsPress.com is the site. And won't you let me know when that cookbook platform is ready so we can let my listeners know?
Yep, you're a big tweeting and Facebook and social media fan. We put that out on all of the social media when that stuff is available, and I'll be definitely sure to do that.
Wonderful. Well, I thank you so much for being here tonight. Hopefully we've paved the road for those who have questioned if it's possible, and we've answered yes. So thank you for being here tonight, Brent.
Well, thank you, Max. I definitely appreciate it. It was a wonderful opportunity to talk about stuff.
Wonderful. Have a great night, and thanks for tuning in, and thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good night. Well, that was Brent, everyone, from OutskirtsPress.com. I told you your dreams could become a reality. Now you got to dream bigger. Well, speaking of dreams, one of my dreams, I'm not going to share my dreams with you tonight because that's not the show we're in. But I'm going to have Dr. Kathy Z from Big Endings 2. Life is the present moment. You know, I love my Dr. Kathy. She's going to tell us about why she decided to self-publish a book. But before that, I've got to give you all some sad news. Speaking of 80s, and since we're going to the flashbacks, Tiffany, the singer, her daddy died today. So we're just going to send her some love. And I love my Tiffany, and you can catch her here on the archives. And Tiffany, we love you here at Max and Friends, and our thoughts and prayers are with you. I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany for her father. Much love. And when we're back, Dr. Kathy Z from Big Endings 2. Life is in the present moment. Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and that was Tiffany. I Think We're Alone Now. Tiffany, I send my love to you. I know your father passed today, so we're going to send him some love and send you some love. Well, you all know the book, Big Endings 2, Life is in the Present Moment. Dr. Kathy Z is back tonight because she self-published her book, and she's going to let us know now. So Dr. Kathy Z, you're listening to What, Ronan?
Oh.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
This is Max and Friends. How are you, Dr. Kathy?
Hi, Max. How are you? We have a lot of feedback.
We do, but it's only in the studio, not on air. So we will continue.
Okay.
But so now tell us about Beginnings 2 and why you decided to self-publish.
Yeah, well, Beginnings 2 is a continuation of the of Beginnings, A New Perspective. And I just expanded it a little bit, put some questions in there and some kind of like a workbook almost type of thing for the reader's personal journey. So that was just kind of an expanded version.
Now, did you ever try to bring your books out to the world of publishing, or did you always know I was going to self-publish?
Sorry, you have to say that again.
I was saying, did you always know you were going to self-publish?
Oh, no, no, no. It had been my hope most of my life to, you know, have somebody just go, you deserve a book contract.
Don't we all?
You know, that would have been perfect.
And now you go, and now how did you find out about self-publishing?
I probably just other, because I read a lot, and probably just, you know, something that I read at one point, and somebody had self-published, and then I said, oh, you can self-publish, and so I did, you know, I'd Google self-publishing, and I did the same thing, like you said earlier, I went through and looked at every company. I looked at Outskirts right here in Colorado, and just talked to many different companies before I made a choice.
Wonderful. Well, you gave yourself permission, right?
Absolutely. And it was scary.
But you honor the truth. You know, that's one of your chapters in Beginnings, too. I want to talk about the book a little bit because, you know, I love to know why people do things, but I think your book is needed right now because I just feel it. So I just opened to a page because I love this book, Beginnings 2, Life is the Present Moment, self-published by Dr. Kathy Z, PhD. You all know her. She's been here. She's a friend to Max and Friends. And this book, Dr. Kathy, I like use it. I open up to the page that I want to open to for the day or the moment. And right now, it's Create Happiness. Choose to be happy. So
yes.
Tell us about this chapter and why it's so important in our lives.
Well, because I think, you know, most of us believe that happiness is going to come from something outside of us. And it's so important to realize that the way that we are truly happy is when we create it for ourselves. And so I give some little tips in there, and I know they sound like just really minor things, but, you know, smile at yourself.
Uh-huh.
You know, walk, put a little extra step in your walk. Just feel that that's what you're doing. You are creating your own happiness because you are the only one that can create it anyway.
That's the truth. Now, you know, this is something, I love the book, Beginnings 2. Y'all know I love these books from Dr. Kathy. We have Beginnings here, now we have Beginnings 2. Are you going to have Beginnings 3 coming out?
No, don't plan on it. My next one is called Relationships.
Relationships, isn't that the truth? We need a trilogy in Beginnings, so I have a feeling that that's going to be
maybe, you never know.
I can feel it. I kind of have, like, you know, the intuition, which I really call psychic ability. So
right.
I see a Beginnings 3. But, you know, there's a great chapter, and I had this conversation with a friend of mine about meditation. And for someone who's new to meditation, you know, I was watching Oprah tonight, and she was talking to 50 Cent, and he was like, I meditate. So I'm sure that the whole meditation form for him is new, being the fact that he was a once drug dealer, gung banging. You know, they're not really the types to meditate, but I really shouldn't stereotype because maybe they meditate before they kill someone. But what kind of meditation is right for our listeners?
Yeah, well, you have to find what's right for you. I personally, I use a breathwork meditation because my mind is racing, you know, at 500 miles an hour, as I think most people's are. But I find that I can, you know, the definition of meditation, one definition is to be present. And if I can take a breath and my intention is to be present with that breath, then during my day, all day long, I can choose to be in a state of meditation in that moment. become completely present, check in with myself, figure out what's going on, why I, you know, what I'm about to react to, make different choices. So that's the one that I use 95% of the time. There's walking meditation. You know, you can go out and just with every step you take, you notice how you feel before you walk out the door. You know, if you really don't want to go, if you feel kind of low-key, then you start noticing as you step. And you notice if a hawk flies overhead, and you just, you begin to breathe, and you begin to feel your body as you're moving. And you don't have to move fast. You just walk. And you become, so there's just so many different kinds, and I think it's so important to find something. You can obviously sit. There's guided meditation. There's, you know, transcendental. There's just all kinds. But yeah, but, you know, it's just, it's so nice just, and it's really difficult, I think, for most human beings to totally quiet their mind. It takes training to do that. So there are different kinds of meditations that people can just kind of do and be, again, very aware in those moments.
And also, it's something I think you all need to just incorporate into your life. Give yourself 5 minutes a day. If you can't give yourself 5 minutes, give yourself 1 minute just to say, I am, and an affirmation. I mean, these are easy forms of meditation before you get into the more involved ones that are, I believe, a very necessary part to our living. But I'll give you a great piece of advice that I heard this week from my friend, Dr. Rodney, over at mindbodybasics.com. And he told me, I love this, Dr. Kathy, and this you'll appreciate too, on your new horse. When you slow down, you see more.
Absolutely.
When you slow down, you see more. And I just thought, you know what? I needed that. And I think a lot of you out there listening to me tonight and to Dr. Kathy from Big Endings too needed that. So Dr. Kathy, how can people find your book?
On Amazon or on my website, www.healing-spirits.net, either place.
Healing-spirits.net is where you can find Big Endings 2. Go to Amazon, buy the book, love the book. Make Big Endings 2 part of your everyday guide for living because it's got some special places in there where you could actually put your own writing. So it's a journal as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you write down your thoughts and you reminisce, you go back on them, you can see, get two copies of this book. One for now and one for the future. And then in the future, when you go to write your book, you can look back onto where you were and to where you're going to be. I know we don't like to jump into the future because we are talking about life being in the present moment, but this is something where I feel you do need to be prepared. We have to be prepared for the future though, right, Dr. Kathy?
That's right.
We have to live
in the
moment,
the present moment.
Be prepared for the future. Exactly.
That's right. That's right. Yes.
You could finish this book in a day, and the next day you could do it again and be completely different. So Big Endings 2, Life is in the Present Moment. Dr. Kathy Zeeb, I thank you for being here tonight. We got to wrap this show up. I said I'm going to fit you in here because you are a self-published author that I think needs to be known. You know, I love you. You know, I promote you when I can. And you can find Dr. Kathy on Twitter. How can they find you on Twitter, Dr. Kathy?
At Big Endings.
B-E-G-E-N-D-I-N-G-S is how you spell it, people. So,
and
Dr.
on
Kathy,
Facebook.
Look, and on Facebook, too. That's right. So check it all out. Facebook, Twitter, email her. Love her as much as I do. Big Endings 2 is the book. Get two copies today. Get four copies, two for you and two for your friend. How does that sound? All right, Dr. Kathy, well, I'm going to let you go because I'm going to go because I'm going to get in trouble because I'm running out of time. So I'm going to start talking faster and not slow it down. But I will talk to you after the show, Dr. Kathy. And I love you and thank you for being on Max and Friends.
Thank you, Max. Love you. Bye.
All right, everyone. Well, we're coming to the show where we got to wrap things up, where we're going to play Future Love to You by Varsity Fan Club, but we're not going to do that tonight. I got to say a big thank you from Brett to Brett from OutskirtsPress.com. Thank you to Ronan for always taking care of everything in the studio. We were asking what songs we wanted to pick to play tonight, and Ronan said, how about Spongetta in the studio? I almost fell off my seat. I was laughing. I said, we got to bring Spongetta back here. But listen, I got to let you all know, I'm in a magazine called Desirable Magazine. I wrote a wonderful article called, what is it called? It's by me, Max Tucci. Destination Home is the article that I wrote, and it's about my staycations. Sometimes you just need to be still and know and stay at home instead of travel. But other than that, I've got to film 15 shows for eHow tomorrow. So check me out on eHow Food. Just go to eHow.com, type in Max Tucci, and let me show you how to make some quick and easy, fun, delicious recipes. Other than that, you can always tune in Sunday nights to Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio. I love you all for listening. It's been a great show. Dr. Kathy Z, Big Endings 2 is the book. And, of course, OutskirtsPress.com. Publish your book. Self-publish your own book. Tweet me at Max Tucci, and I might just have you as a guest on my show to talk about your book. Dream bigger, my friends. And remember, to this week, to take life to the max. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Good night. I'm Max Tucci, and this is Max and Friends.